Welcome to Empower Talks, the podcast where empowerment takes center stage. No fancy edits, no scripted conversations, just real and authentic discussions. I'm your host, Christina. Join me and amazing guests who are generously sharing their insight to inspire and uplift. Empower Talks is more than a podcast. So join us because it's your catalyst for unleashing your inner awesome. What up, y'all? We made it to another episode. What? Whoop, whoop. I promise y'all, fear did not take me out. I missed y'all last week. I did. But you know what? I did not know the flu had alphabets, okay? I had flu A. It tried to take me out, y'all. It tried to take me out. But I'm here because God is good. Okay. So what? So we are back. And guess what? In honor of Flu A and everyone and awesomeness and adversity, this episode, we are going to be talking about empowering through adversity. And I am excited about our special guest. Oh my goodness, y'all, if y'all don't know, I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm excited. Not only have I known our special guest since we were like in elementary school together, but let me tell you this, let me tell you, listen closely, okay? She is also, what? From Guam, y'all, okay? You don't even know, I'm so excited. She has been married for almost 13 years. She's got two beautiful children and an awesome husband. She lives in Germany. What? Shout out Germany. What? I'm coming to visit one day. I'm coming. She works for Aramark. She is a member of the Empower Aramark community. I don't even know if I'm properly saying that, y'all. So I'm gonna have her correct me because I need to honor names. So we do this, okay? But to our wonderful special guest. Here's my homemade drum roll. Ready? Annika! Woo-woo!
That was an amazing introduction. Oh my goodness. I am so honored to be on this podcast with you. Woo-hoo. And yes, Christina and I have known each other for so many years. And I think the last time we saw each other was back in 2017 when I visited Las Vegas. So,
yes. Oh my God.
I think it's time for a reunion.
Yes, but I think I should come to Germany. I think our family should just come to Germany this time.
Absolutely, absolutely. You are more than welcome to come over. My doors are open for you and your family.
Woohoo! Listen, Germany, we coming because shout out, listen. Oh, I would love. I'm a planet. I would love to be in Germany. I'm a bit jealous, y'all. We working on America. Whew, but I love, listen, I would love to come to Germany. Be exciting. Yay. Well, I'm so excited to have you, Annika. Thank you. It really is such an honor and such a blessing. And please correct me. Did I say Aramark correct?
It is correct. Aramark it is. Yes. Aramark is an American food service company. And yes, Aramark is everywhere here. And I've been working for this company since 2016. So, ooh. Yes.
Yes. That's fair to say you love what you do. Woo whoop.
I do. I started rock bottom at this company and I've worked myself up. So, you know, hard work does pay off. And yes, I love what I do. I do what I love. And yeah.
That's exciting. And yes, hard work does pay off. It does. It is real. And that's awesome because I knew it was funny when I was like, let me pray about our episode. And I was like, with you, it was so funny. I knew I was just like, adversity. We've got to do this. If there's anything that I know about you, you have empowered yourself and others through adversity. What? Let me tell you something. Oh my goodness. It's such a blessing. And it really is. It's incredible. And people can't pay me to say something. Okay. I don't care how long I've known you. I'm just going to tell you what it is. So listen, I don't believe in hyping. Now, don't get me wrong. I believe in hyping people up if you actually mean every word that you say. But if you don't say it. So I'm like, no, I am genuinely mean it when I say Annika is an incredible, incredible source of empowerment, encouragement, just uplifting, just really, really through adversity. I mean, literally. And I've seen it since elementary school, y'all.
since elementary school.
Okay, trying to be mean now. All right.
People trying to be mean to me, y'all. Sheep would come. Aww. Adversity through the room. But yeah. We won't go down memory lane. We won't do that this episode. We'll wait till we get families.
We are amazing women today. You know, we've been through it all. You know, children, it's... having children, marriage. You know,
yes,
pursuing careers. You know, thriving in life. Absolutely.
And awesome. And so that takes us into. So I do want to know what's. So far in your life, the specific challenge that you faced that was just, you know, something that ultimately empowered you, and how did you navigate through it?
Okay, so I'll take you back. I moved to Germany in 2007. Mm-hmm. Let's see, my husband at the time, he was going through university, and I was going to school in the States and working at the same time. And my son was about 3 years old, and I couldn't balance being a mom and working and going to school at the same time. So I made the ultimate decision to quit my studies and moved to Germany to be with Thomas and, start fresh. So start fresh, meaning learning a language, German. and just trying to, start from there. And I moved to Germany in 2007, and I was pretty much all alone. I had no family. I had no friends. I didn't have a job, so... I was really, oh my God, is this really what I want right now? Because, mm-hmm. I missed my family. I was crying almost every evening, for 3 months. Aww. I was just like, I feel all alone. And, my husband, he was like, we're gonna get you to these German classes so you can learn German and, you can, study here in Germany. And, he was giving me this hope and I was like, all right, I'll do it. So, I took a 6 month German integration course. Ooh. And so I learned German for 6 months and then an opportunity arose and they were looking for English teachers. So, I was like, hey, I speak English. I can do this, Woo-hoo. So I did the training and, they tossed me into the classroom and was like, yeah, have fun. And I think it was a struggle for me because I was being a teacher. Oh, my goodness. But, English was, what I spoke. So it just came naturally to me. So I that the students enjoyed learning English with me and I had a bond with the students. And, I said, oh my goodness, I think this is for me, teaching is something I want to do forever. So, I started teaching from 2008 to 2015. I think, wow. Yeah. So, I've been teaching for X amount of years. And then there came a time that my boss was giving me working hours in the evening. And I had a family, Louisa, my second child was born already. And, I was like, okay, I cannot work all the way till 8 o'clock in the evening. I have a family at home. Yeah. So, he was like, all right, we'll try to, rearrange the working hours. And, he kind of ignored me. And so, I was working 3 to 4 evenings during the week. And I was just like, oh my goodness, I can't do this. So, I spoke to my boss again and I was just like, I can't be working, all the way till 8, I have a family at home that's waiting for me. And my boss was like, all right, we'll work this out again. And I kind of figured, you know what, this is not going to work out for me and my family. You know, I mean, teaching was my passion. And, my boss was just, he didn't understand what it was like to be a mother and, have a family at home. So I was looking around the area for, a job that would work with family and work life. Mm-hmm. So Aramark had a job ad, and it was perfect because it was Monday through Friday and only 5 hours
a day.
Aramark!
Woo-hoo!
This is what I want. So I applied for this job. I didn't know what I was, they were saying for kitchen helper. So I was like, I can do that, right? So I applied for the job. They were like, all right, we want to interview you. I went to the interview and oh my goodness. And this was this one thing that shocked me was, oh my God, this is going to be my first time doing the interview in German. And let me tell you I was teaching English. So I barely needed German when it comes to teaching, mm-hmm. And so I was like, oh my God, I don't even know I'm going to get this job, And my husband's like, yeah, you're going to get it. Don't worry. They'll understand you. And so I went in there. I was like, oh my God, my first interview in German. How is this going to work out? And I don't know. I nailed it because they were Woo-hoo! Like, we're gonna hire you. And so I was like, all right. So I, I signed the contract and, I quit my teaching job, which was really like, it was the hardest thing for me, yeah. Because I knew that was what I wanted to do, but because of my family life, I had to sacrifice what I loved doing just so that I could be there for my family. So mm-hmm. that's like one of the challenges as a mother, working mother, yes. So that was one thing that I had to sacrifice back in 2015. So I started working for Aramark in 2016, rock bottom, Christina. Let me tell you, everyone that's out there, think, okay, this job is not for me. I went in on my first day at work, at Aramark, I thought, oh my God, I don't know if I can do this. I was just like, I want to go back into the classroom. I don't want to be here. And, I came home and I think I was crying to my husband because I was like, this is not for me. I can't accept this. I feel like, low of a person. And my husband's like, you know what? Give it a try. If it's not for you within a year, look for another job. And, he's like, just do this for the family. We need you here in the evening. So I was like, all right. I kept that in mind. And I kept going to work. All right, it's just 5 hours a day. That's it. So I was washing dishes. I was putting dishes away. I mean, that was what I was doing at the very beginning.
Wow.
Yeah. And then 6 months into the job, my boss came up to me and he was like, hey, Mrs. Bischoff, I would like for you to be the supervisor of the dishwashing, section. I was like, really? And he was like, yes. And so, that was like the first thing for me. So, all right, my boss trusts me. I was like, all right, I can do this. I did not ask for a pay raise at that time. I was like, I'll just, wait it off another half a year and then I'll ask for a pay raise. So, I did that. And, after a year of working for Aramark, I met up with my boss and, I asked him, can I have a pay raise? And he was like, I'm going to get it. And I was like, oh my goodness. I was so excited. I was like, yay. And I think when I had that interview with my boss, it was like a one-on-one, he believed in me. I trusted him. He knew how hardworking I was. And our, my relationship with my boss, I trusted him and, we were like this team, and mm-hmm. I think that's something we all need to work on is trusting your boss, and, your boss sees you, you know, when you're working and, if, you know, when your boss sees, oh man, you know, this person, you know, we see this person, you know, believe in our mission and, you know, is, you know, doesn't give us any problems. So, yeah. And my boss at the time, you know, he supported me throughout the years. And this boss gave me what I am doing today, you know, he gave me. Exactly. And I really want to thank him, because if it hadn't been for him, I wouldn't be where I am today.
You know? Shout out to you, boss. Shout out to you.
Yeah. So he understood that I had a family at home. You know, he understood that, you know, I had activity, I had a life, and, you know, he was there for me. And, you know, it's your boss. It's having that connection and, you know, trusting. And yeah, you have a good relationship with your boss, you will go somewhere in the company, you know, through hard work and being loyal.
That's a lot of adversity. That's a lot of adversity. I mean, literally.
Yes, working mom. Yeah, and then just a lot of sacrifices along the way.
Yeah. I mean, you went from Guam to the mainland, then the mainland to Germany. And then in Germany, after having, and I think anyone from the island, from Guam, that's moved to the mainland, if you didn't move with family, you know, you know what it feels like to feel kind of isolated or alone, especially on an island where family ties are just so big and so important. And so you moved all the way to Germany with knowing nobody except your husband and your family. Yeah. And oh my gosh. And then on top of that, you moved to a whole different country that speaks a whole nother language. By the way, I wish we could have done this interview in German. I mean, wouldn't have got far, because I can't speak not a word.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. So I've been through it all, you know, discrimination, you know, it's like the looks and, you know, how come she gets it and we don't? And, you know, it's like, well, I worked hard for it. You know, I made a lot of sacrifices, and, you know, and my boss saw that in me. He saw the potential in me, and, you know, he gave, you know, and he trusted me, and I could, you know, I'm so thankful and I am so grateful to have someone like this. You know, you know, not everybody has a great boss, but, you know, it's just like, yeah.
Oh, that's exciting. That it really is. And it speaks volumes to any boss or any manager or any leadership team, you know, that, hey, what you do matters when you're doing it the right way and you're doing it for the people. You're doing it for the hearts of the people and really focused on, you know, their success and their growth, especially through adversity. That's incredible. It's powerful. And with all the adversity that you went through, Annika, because that was a lot in teaching. And you know what? I grieve with you for having to leave the teaching position. So moment of silence, because I had to grieve. I'm sorry. Sorry, okay. Teaching position. You had to go. Bow our heads. Bow our heads. Okay. But all I right. am. But I – and you know what, though? It's funny, like I always tell my family, I'm like, hey, what is for you is yours, okay? What is for you is yours. No man, woman, or anybody can take away from you what God has set for you. So shout out to your boss for, you know, pushing you through, seeing you, your potential, your awesomeness, all of that. That's exciting. And shout out to your family for just walking through you with that and everything. But most importantly, shout out to you. Shoot, just like for real, for the sacrifices on behalf of all wives and mamas, and knowing what the sacrifice means, like really, really. So shout out to you. That is, it's incredible. I'm going to have you teach me some German though. Before we get off this thing, you're going to teach me how to say at least I love you in German.
I wouldn't mind teaching in English, but German, I'll have to refer you to one of my German colleagues.
Hilarious. Hilarious. Well, yeah. Okay. So speaking of that, through all the adversity that you've gone through, what's your biggest mindset strategy? Like when you were going through all that stuff and everybody was like, or even mm-hmm. just at your low point when you were saying like, listen, I don't even know how I feel about this. What was your, I know you would cry to your husband and I know, but what was your mindset and your strategy that you picked yourself up to get through it?
It's staying positive.
That for real.
That is all I can do at the moment is stay positive, pray. And I think that's what I was doing most of the time was just praying to God, like, please give me a sign, you know, and, you know, my husband, I am so thankful. He is my best friend. He is my, you know, he supports me 100% and he feels me, you know, when I have my lowest point, he's just like, hey, I got you. We're going to get through this together, you know? And if it hadn't been for him, I don't know where I'd be, you know? Mm. So having that mindset, you know, that things are going to get better. Once you have that mindset, like, oh, you know what? I have a vision. I have a plan, you know, go for it. You know, you have to have a vision. Like, where do I want to go from here? You know, when I came to Germany, I was like, I have no idea. I thought I was like, I'm going to get on the next plane back home. Oh my God. And my husband's like, you have to give it a chance. You have to give it a chance. You cannot give up. And that was one thing he told me. Don't give up.
Aww.
Yeah. And I'll never forget that. And I was like, you know, I had no hope. I was like, no way, this is not going to work out. And he's like, just give it a chance. Just give me a chance, Annika. And I was just like, you know, I trusted him. I believed in him. He had a plan for me. And I was just thinking, you're crazy. You're crazy. I don't see this working out. And, you know, I from there, it's just like, I have to clear all these negative thoughts. And that's one thing we all have to do is like, you know, when you feel like you're at the bottom of, you know, rock bottom, like nothing is going your way, it's just stop, take a minute to breathe. You know, it's not the end of the world for you.
Yeah. It
really isn't. It's like, all right, take a minute, let all these negative emotions leave your body. What do you want to do? What is your vision? Where do you want to go? Plan it and just think how it would go. And let me tell you, people who do this, they pursue their dreams. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, you have to have a positive mindset. That's all I have to say. Yeah.
She's like, okay, show's over. Positive mindset.
Positive mindset. You got to believe in yourself. You got, you know, all your insecurities, forget them. You know, look for your support system out there, you know. You have to surround yourself with positivity, you know. Or else it's not going to work out.
Yeah. You know? That is awesome. And shout out to you, Thomas. Woo woo. Listen, Thomas, you are in my good graces because you're taking care of my friend and you're loving her and being awesome to her.
Absolutely, absolutely. Oh, I am so glad we met each other. And I'm so glad you never gave up on me because I don't think I'll ever find anyone like him.
Oh, shout out to you, Thomas. Yes. Yeah. Y'all could see the huge smile on her face. I love it. I love it. See, Thomas, we cool, Thomas. We've always been cool because you looking out, you taking care of her. So we good. We good. Shout out to Thomas and shout out to your kids too. Cause listen, your entire family is just like adversity champs. Okay. Like for real, for real. So shout out to Thomas, shout out to TJ and Louisa. The whole fam is just adversity champs.
Thank you.
For real, for real. And it's serious. What you said is it's powerful because positivity, it does. And we all, I feel like we all get or hear the negative voices in our heads, whether it's the enemy, whether it's ourselves. Yeah. And how we talk to ourselves is important, and what we say to ourselves is important. And sometimes I feel like maybe we think in our head, oh, if we say it quietly, oh, we'll just calm down or speak positively quietly in our head. But the reality is, if we don't speak it aloud and the positivity, our ears don't get to hear it. And so I really, especially with my children and, you know, my husband and our family, I'm like, when all the negativity or anything is overwhelming, you got to speak it aloud. Like, this is awesome. I am blessed. I am breathing. My body parts are working. I have to tell them to verbalize it and hear it so that their ears can hear it. It can get into their bones, into their bloodstream, into their system, into their spirit, and their heart, and their souls. Whew. Yes. So you're
positive affirmations. That's how you do it. That is how you do it. I'm telling you, Christina, you got to wake up in the morning and be like, this is going to be a good day. This is going to be a good day. I don't check my phone when I get up in the morning. I don't even check the news, because the news lately is just negative. And I don't want to start out, you know, my day with bad news. So I get up in the morning, I have my cup of coffee, you know, I pray to God, you know, I have my moment of prayer, you know, it's like, God, thank you for this day. Thank you for, you know, giving me another day to live. Look forward to this day and, you know, seeing my customers and, you know, bringing, you know, positivity into their life and positive vibes and energy and all of that. And yeah, and you need to start off the day like that, you know, and go to work, good energy, positive, because people feel that, you know. When people approach you, it's like, oh, whoa, you know, they feel your energy. I can feel your energy too, Christina. It's like, wow, I'm so pumped up right now just doing this podcast. And it is important, you know, to have this positive energy in you. People will feel it. People will feel your energy. And if you have this negative energy, people are gonna block off and be like, it's not gonna work.
Yeah, not today. Not today.
Not today. But you're absolutely right with, you know, all this negativity. Yeah, let it go. You know, you gotta bring some positivity into your family, you know. Amen to you. I am so proud of you. I think that's what I'm gonna do with my family now. Absolutely. You know,
you're awesome. I take no credit. Shoot, it's Jesus. I'm hanging on. Listen, whew, I am hanging on with my fingers and toes and body parts, all of it. I am hanging on to Jesus, clinging to his robe. Okay. Now, looking ahead though, what do you think are some goals or aspirations that you have that have been directly influenced by all the adversity that you've gone through? Like, even just two of them.
Two.
Goals. Or one. I'll take one. Just based off of, since you know the adversity that you've gone through, you know, in regarding to having to quit teaching or moving to a whole different country, having to choose the positive over the negative. Okay. What's a goal or an aspiration that you have that was influenced by those choices?
Okay. So, you know what? This is so funny because yesterday I logged into our Aramark website and I updated my profile and I totally forgot to, you know, join the Aramark Empower committee. And I was like, oh, I better get this. So, you know, I'm officially on this website. So I did that. And I also added myself to the Aramark Nourish committee. And there they had all these articles and videos and, you know, they were also like, yeah, feel free to add to the to the wall, you know. So I was like, you know, last night I was thinking about this and I was like, you know what? You know, I think I'm the only one in Germany who is part of this Aramark Empower community. And I hope to meet up with my regional manager to discuss, you know, I would love to form a women's running group.
No.
You know, I want to encourage more mothers to pick healthy choices for their children, because I feel when I was in the States, I did see that there was just way too much junk food, way too much sugary stuff. And we're just like, you know, we're buying all this stuff. And I see kids just with sugar, 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 sugar. And, you know, I think, you know, who makes the choices at home? Who buys the food? Mm-hmm. Mom buys the food. Mom puts it on the table. Mom says, here, you eat it, you know. So
most times. Not all families operate that way.
No, but I really do, I feel like, you know, I do want to start a running group with women. I want to start try to encourage families to, you know, pick healthy choices, you know, live a healthier lifestyle, so to say. Exactly. And, you know, give back to the community, you know, if you have nothing to do on the weekends, you know, you could pick up trash or, you know, go to your church, you know, organizations need help, you know, so I would love to get more involved, to be honest with you.
I'm so excited. We coming to Germany. Shoot. We gonna go nourish our bodies. And I guarantee you, no knock to America's food. But I'm just saying, I'm betting Germany's food is pretty awesome.
Oh, we've got American food here too. So Germany is diverse, to be honest with you. We have, you know, we have snacks all over the world right now. So, you know, like, oh, where is this from? Well, where is this from? Oh, this tastes good. And, you know, everything is so accessible nowadays. And, I really, really want us to live healthier, yes, you know, and lift each other up, you know, because, you know, we are society, you know, we have to help each other.
Community.
Community.
Listen, I support your running. Now I walk with you. I mean, what had happened was that the running part, what had happened was, I don't think God had intended me to run marathons, triathlons, all the marathons like you do, because you, I don't, get me wrong, I it's just so inspiring. Every race that you finish, every, I mean, like, man, you over here just running. And I'll be like, Jesus, I walk with her. Hey, Jesus, I walk.
That is the beginning, Christina. I started off just by walking. I'm not kidding about that. You can even ask my husband. I didn't even make it like down the street and I was out of breath. And he was like, this is embarrassing, Annika. It really is. It really is. And this was my wake up call. You know, this was like, oh my goodness. You know, I was 33 at the time. So I was like, I'm 33 years old and I can't even run down the street without catching my breath. And, you know, and it just came to me, you know, it was just like, Annika, you got to do something. You really have to do something. You need to change your lifestyle, you know. So, you know, I was doing like just, you know, 1 kilometer just running and then I would start walking. But, you know, it was a wake up call for me. And, you know, I thought I'll get into running. If I love it, you know, then so be it. And so I started running in 2018. I'm still running. Yes, and it is a different lifestyle for me. Yeah, you know, I eat healthier now. You know, I have, you know, my weekends are nothing but just run. Anybody who asks me, anyone who knows me, Anika, what are you doing on the weekend? Please don't tell me, just running. It's running. It's running. Church and run. Those are the two things I do on the weekend. I go to church, awesome. I pray, you know, I thank God for my life, for my family, you know, where I am today. You know, and I run and I'm happy, you know, I'm happy with where I am today.
Oh, yes. I love it. Who now I want to know, does the family run with you? Because listen.
You want to know the truth? I do want to know the truth. Well, my husband and I, back when it was Corona, mm-hmm. you know, he was like, all right, you know what, Anika, I'm gonna give it a try. Let's do 10 miles together. You know, I was like, but you haven't even run more than 5 kilometers. And he was like, no, I can do it. So, you know, he's all like being tough at the beginning. He's like, yeah, I got this. And then when we were going past the 10 kilometer mark, he was already feeling his legs. He's like, oh my goodness. I think, okay, I gotta keep going. And as soon as we reached home, he opened the door. He fell on the floor.
Oh.
I need a beer. And that was the last time my husband and I ran together. And it's so funny because my husband is more of a strength trainer, you know. Mm-hmm. I am more of a cardio. I don't like strength training. It's just I feel like it's very boring for me. And so, you know, my husband and I were just like, we need to like meet halfway. You have to take me out to go running. And Thomas, you have to help me, you know, get stronger by, you know, increasing my muscles and stuff. So, yes.
That's hilarious. Hey, shout out to you, Thomas, for listen. You joined her because I would have been walking and been like taking deep breaths and water and snacks, fruits.
He was tough that day. He was about to give up, but he was like, no, I'm gonna show my wife I can do this.
Go ahead. Shout out to our husbands. They listen. Strength.
Exactly. Woo-hoo. Love.
That's awesome. Well, I am so excited, Anika. It has been just such a joy just having you and just being able to hear your story again. It is so empowering. Just the adversity that you've come through, your mindset, your just all of you, your energy, everything. Shout out to you. Shout out to your family. I know you and I had agreed, okay, we'll keep it short. We keep it at like 30 minutes. We won't go.
I now know what you mean. It can go over. So I hope I did not bore your listeners out there.
Hopefully. You are a blessing. There is no boring. I am honored. You are such a blessing. This is so exciting. It really is. I'm excited to have you back again, and hopefully we can have the whole fam. We'll have the whole fam do the podcast and let them tell their side of their stories of what you put them through.
Anika as a wife and mother. Oh, that's going to be interesting. Okay. I'm going to step out on this one, you know?
We'll have a family podcast episode.
What do you think of your mother? Okay. It's going to be positive.
I know it's funny. Lance has been asking me, you know, and it's funny. We had an awesome time. We did an episode together and I was very brave because I tell myself I was very brave. I felt very brave. Shoot. I asked my kiddo on the spot while he was in a separate room. We weren't even next to each other recording. And okay. I was like, okay, what can mom do better? And I didn't know what he was going to listen. I didn't know what he was going to say. I didn't know what was going to come out. It was hilarious. So I think you'll be surprised if you ask your kids, because I think every parent should ask their kids, and I would hope every kid can ask their parents and, you know, empower each other, empower mm-hmm. the parent-child relationship. I mean, I think the absolute world of you. I believe your family thinks the absolute world of you. I'm sure our Mark thinks the world of you too. Shoot. So
I I hope so, because they did invest in this conference. Oh, yes. The conference that I attended in Texas 3 weeks ago. Oh, yeah. Aramark invested a lot just for me to be there. And like I said, I am very, very thankful that Aramark picked me to attend this conference, because now I have now I have more potential in me to go for what I want to do now. You know, I think I'm going to get more involved. And thanks to you, Christina, this podcast, you know, it just gives me that extra boost, that motivation that, yes, Annika, you know, this is something that you need to do. And I am going to do it. I will get back to you.
I'm excited for you. And I'm so happy you got to go to that conference. And no knock to Aramark, but that potential was always in you. It had nothing to do with Aramark. Who you are and your awesomeness, that is God-given. That is yours. Now, other places and things can help ignite it, but it's in you. It's yours. You got this. I'm excited. Oh. It's all just coming out and being out there now. Woohoo! So I'm excited.
Thank you so much. And Christina, when you get out here, we're going to go for that walk.
Listen, now that I am excited. I walk every day. So the walking, I ain't got no issues. I have to do that. So I'm
Walking is good. Walking is good.
Now I'll own it. I'll own it and say, you kept saying kilometer. I was like, Jesus, what's a kilometer? Because I don't know what that is. I was like, I'm a mile.
5 kilometers. 5 kilometers is 3 miles.
Okay. So what's 10 kilometers? I need to know what you and Thomas did. What's 10 kilometers? Yeah.
10 kilometers is 6 miles.
6 miles. Okay. So So wait, what's 1 kilometer?
So let me put it this way. So from Zarya to Agania is 6 miles.
Hilarious. Okay, see, I'm learning.
That's how my dad put it for me. He was like, 6 miles is from, I'm like, okay, Dad, thank you.
Yeah, kilometers.
I love how my father, he just like, if he cannot think kilometers, and I tell him miles, and then he starts doing the distances between villages on Guam, you know?
Yes.
I love you. Aww, I really do.
That's awesome. And shout out to your parents too, because they, who you are, listen, they did that foundation, okay? Shout out to your parents. Yes.
Thank you.
I got in trouble last time for saying names without permission. So I'm just going to say shout out mom and dad. Shout out Annika, mom and dad. Good. Y'all know I love y'all.
They're going to listen to this podcast and they're going to be like, Christina, we love you. We know you. So yes.
Shout out to them. Such an honor and a blessing they are. And it's incredible because who you are and the woman that you are, listen, they have a foundation for that. So powerful, exciting. Well, I am honored, Annika. I am blessed. Thank you on behalf of myself, Empower Talks, the Empower Talks community. I am excited for just all the overcoming you are going to continue to do, all the positivity you're going to continue to put into the world, continue to put into your family, continue to put into just everything that you touch and work on. I am excited for you. I am excited for everyone around you. I always say, listen, we don't need to change the whole world, but we can change our world within us. And that keeps going. And that has ripple effects. And that's how we get to change worlds. So I'm excited. I'm excited for you. Woohoo!
Thank you. It was an honor. Thank you for having me on your podcast. I'll never forget this moment.
We'll have plenty more. I am excited. We'll have plenty more. Listen, I'm still trying to figure out what I'm doing in this podcast. I am not the podcast pro. This is definitely out of my comfort zone. But listen, going one step at a time. Is there anything that you would like to promote or have coming up that you want to let the people know, or anything that you have going on? I want to make sure that I ask and honor that in case Aramark Empowerment or Nourishment or Running. Listen.
Well, I'm really going to work on this running group with ladies. So I'm working on that. And Making healthier choices. Yes, I'm also going to do something about that as well. And just want to tell everyone out there that, you know, you are amazing. You are loved. And, you know, believe in yourself and have a wonderful, wonderful day. Yeah, God is with all of us.
Aww, yeah, you're so awesome. You know, if you ever need guinea pigs for your nourishment and healthy options, you can always send a box to our house. Just we'll happily.
Absolutely.
Healthy choices. What? Listen, no. I don't trust everybody, but I trust you. So healthy choices. I'll trust your healthy choices.
Oh, so. You get all those vitamins and minerals in you, and you have enough energy for the day.
Listen, I'm excited. It's funny. I don't like pills or anything of that. So I'm like, fruits and vegetables, find them. So
yes, I'm excited. Absolutely. That's the best way to get your vitamins and minerals are from fruits and vegetables, from food. If you can stay away from supplements, that's, yeah.
Woohoo.
Yeah. But yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, Christine. I totally agree with you.
Thank you again so much, Annika. I so love and appreciate you. Thank you so much. Love and hugs to the family. Thank you. If y'all stayed this long through the whole thing, listen, we appreciate y'all, okay? We appreciate you. Listen, no. You got through adversity with us. We appreciate y'all for listening. Woo-hoo. Shout out to y'all too. So y'all stay blessed. Go empower someone. Until next time, y'all. Huge shout out to you for listening. If you enjoyed today's empowering talk, please follow, subscribe, or head over to cphughes.com to make a donation. Now remember, you're unique, so shine your unique light and do your part. Go empower someone.